This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Hiya, it's Emma and Dave here. How are you? Hope you had a lovely weekend.
Emma, I was so bold this weekend.
Go on.
Like, so bold.
When you say bold, what are you talking about?
You're going to be like, well, thank God you didn't say this on the show.
Oh, Dave.
So.
Be mindful now.
You know the way I went to the Darren and Joe show at Vicar Street, right?
So Darren and Joe have a podcast called Stall It. They had a live show on at Vicar Street. Dave was there and had been out for the whole day.
Yes. And I was feeling very, very giddy.
You can say drunk around the podcast.
Oh, but I was also feeling giddy. I was like, I'm in Vicar Street. And usually when I'm in Vicar Street with Darren and Joe or with Talking Bollocks or with Ellie and Charlene, I'm working. I'm doing their social for the night and that's my job. But this show on Saturday, I was going and I wasn't working at it. I was actually just going as a punter. I was going to enjoy the show. However, I still know the codes in Vicar Street.
Dave, for the doors and all.
Yep. The codes to backstage. Where every time I needed to pee, I didn't want to pee in the one where everyone was because there'd be queues. So I went and peed backstage.
Amazing.
And then I thought, do you know what'd be really funny?
What?
I'll go into Joe and Darren's dressing room and I stole bags of crisps.
David.
And brought them back to my seat at Vicar Street and gave them out to everyone.
That's like, brilliant.
Courtesy of Darren and Joe.
I don't think that's that bad.
I think it's so bad.
I don't think it's that bad at all.
Like,
I think that's great that you could totally have talked about that in the show. You're just still a bit fiery for the weekend,
I definitely am. I really have the fear. I just felt like I don't want anyone from Vicar Street going, why the fuck is it? Why is this?
Changing all the codes.
Yeah.
Hi, guys. A security breach over the weekend.
And then afterwards, so obviously Darren and Joe were having an after party, but before that we were having drinks upstairs in Vicar Street.
Yeah.
And so I was like, right, come on, we'll just go backstage. Like, we'll just, you know, there's no point in waiting for Joe and Darren to come out to bring us in. I was like, I know the code, we'll just go in. And so I went, and then my other mate Calvin was coming with me, and then his two mates were coming with me, and before I know it there was a parade of us and I was going, oh bollocks. We went up and Darren and Joe were like, hey, everyone's here, and I was like, oh thank God. I thought they'd be freaking out, you know what I mean?
How many
people did you bring back? But there was loads of us backstage. But yeah, it was some crack. So I'm very, very sorry to Vicar Street. I will never do that ever again.
Oh my God, Dave, you're so barrow. That was absolutely
so
fantastic for the show. Let's talk about using something to your advantage.
Yeah.
I'd be well doing that.
I think if I do that though, everyone in the Vicar Street is gonna change the codes and then we'll no longer know how to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So the code is,
what crisps were they that they had backstage?
They were ready salted Walkers. I was happy with it. I just saw a packet of crisps. It was like a six pack and I just took them.
You took the six pack?
Yeah. They weren't open.
You're a devil. Did you tell Darren and Joe you robbed their crisps?
I did not, no.
Well, right. I'll be sending this on to
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Every day we wake up, rise and shine.
Hello, good morning. It is 3 minutes gone seven this Monday, the 8th of April. It's Emma, Dave and Ashling.
Good morning. Let's do it. A brand new week.
I know. And Ashling's back with us tomorrow, actually.
Oh, thank God for that.
She's currently making her way home somewhere between Vietnam and
Can't
here.
Wait to have another person to look at. Because I'm just constantly looking at you.
Are you sick of looking at
me?
Yeah,
sick of looking at
you.
I can't wait to turn left and Ashling be there.
That's fair. I get it. Do you ever have that situation where you know you've done absolutely nothing wrong, but you feel guilty? You'll know what I mean now.
I think about 99% of my life, yeah.
Yeah, totally. I met my friend for brunch on Saturday in Kilcock, randomly. But it's in County Kildare, and she met me there, and it was great, and it was lovely. And I was on my way out of Kilcock to rejoin the motorway. Ka-chung. Garda checkpoint.
Oh, ka-chung.
Literally, immediately, do I have everything on the window?
Lightning McQueen's cousin.
I have everything on the window. Great. I was enjoying, at the time, a Chupa Chup lollipop.
Oh, very nice.
It was strawberry flavoured and I was having a really nice time. Window down, how are you, guards? This is a mandatory breathalyzer, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I swear to God, my whole brain was like, what kind of fumes are in a Chupa Chup?
Yeah.
I just don't know.
You don't.
So, literally had forced the Chupa Chup into a tissue. So I knew it was wrecked anyway from the experience. There was no getting that back. And for the whole time, blow into it, wait for the thing. I was like, lads, I don't know what does being a Chupa Chup. I don't know. Pass, have a great day. Thanks a million.
Oh, God.
And off I went. It's a horrible experience, isn't it? You've done nothing wrong.
Back to your alcoholic Chupa Chup.
I was so paro.
Oh, my God. They're awful, though, them breathalyzers, aren't they?
I know.
And they're also really tough to do. I've been stopped, I think, twice, and on both occasions he's been like, you're not doing it hard enough, or you're not doing it for long enough. And I'm like, I'm dying here.
There's nothing left in my lungs.
I'm so out of breath.
I've given you every last bit of breath I have. I was thinking of producer Callum, who is obviously very down in the dumps with his illness at the moment, who literally can barely speak, never mind blow into blow into one of them. It was like,
and did you get to keep it as a souvenir?
No.
They always gave it to me after. I have two of them in my car. Just the things you blow into. I'm like, he just hands it back to me. I'm like, what am I supposed to do with this? And he's like, well, I don't feckin' want it.
I did not know that was a thing.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
3-8, good morning.
Morning.
Hope all is good with you this morning in your fab weekend. Headline this morning I saw, Love Island set for biggest shake-up in history to mark decade of ITV hit show.
10 years since Love Island, wow.
I know, it's unbelievable, isn't it? Shake up, this was a clickbait article, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah,
however,
they always are.
There are some interesting bits in it. Shake up being that they're eyeing up villas beyond Mallorca.
Ah, okay.
There's a property that's shaped like a UFO, apparently, catching the producer's eye. It's in Portugal this time they're
looking
at. There's
something to do with a brand new villa in Love Island, though, because whenever I see a new villa, I'm like, I don't like it, go back to the old one.
I know, and I'm also like, I don't care. Bring in more of a diverse cast.
Yeah, like, but I'm
where
also
they
like,
are doesn't really matter for the show's content.
Give me behind the scenes as well. I want to see you actually chat about, you know, different random things as opposed to if they're your type on paper.
The one in South Africa, the villa they rented, was $9,000 a night to rent.
Dear
one they're looking at $5,000 a week. Some difference.
That's money.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Tate McRae's Greedy on Spin. She's in town next week playing two nights in the Olympia starting Wednesday and Thursday. I can't wait.
Ah, deadly.
I love her.
I had a very interesting and fun weekend, by the way. Thank you for asking.
I did.
Oh yeah, you did.
First thing this morning. Good weekend?
Yeah, and I said yes, definitely. I went to Darren and Joe's show in Vicar Street.
Yes.
I installed a podcast and they were great. The lads were great. And our show got a shout out as well. Which was very
Emma
nice.
David Ashling?
Yeah.
From Darren and Joe?
Well, we got David Hammond from Spin 103. And I was like, hello.
Oh, so by default, that's a mention for me.
Yep.
I'll take it.
But I was having a very, very buzzy Saturday. Let's put it that way. I was very hyper.
Right.
Very, you know, very bit giddy.
So what time did you go out if you were going to the podcast at whatever time?
We went out for 2 p.m.
That's very early to make a podcast at what time?
8 p.m.
That's a very long time.
Yeah, and then it didn't end there. Because afterwards, there was like an after party for Darren and Joe, right? Mm. And so we went to that, had a good crack, and then we were leaving. And I was like, do you know what this party needs, as in me and my two housemates? More people. So I'm going to start ringing people to join us on this party.
Yeah.
So I decided to ring Darren, as in Darren Conway, to be like, do you want to come away from your own after party and come party with us?
Mm.
No, I'm grand, Dave, thanks. Yeah, no bother. Grand. Next call. Joe McGuckin. Do you want to come party with us? No, I'm grand, Dave, thanks. Yeah, grand, no bother. Calvin O'Brien from the Talking Bee podcast. Do you want to come party with us? Oh, no, I'm already out. All right, no bother, bye.
I don't remember getting a missed call, Callum. Do you? No.
My dad.
Oh, wow.
No answer. The girl I'm seeing... I FaceTimed her.
Oh.
Well done, Dave. Brilliant. Classic. How many dates have you even been on? Two or something?
Two.
Well done. Brilliant. Best luck to getting another one.
Did not get an answer on that one either. Thank God, because God knows what I would have said. And my friend from Australia, who I forgot was in Australia. So it was an interesting weekend. Really paid for it on Sunday. Mm. With quite possibly the worst day of my entire life.
You woke up yesterday morning to both your housemates sitting on your bed singing.
Yes, I did. And you'd think that they were still partying from the night before. No, no, no. They went to bed, woke up, kept going. I live in hell in that house. And then this morning, I'm still feeling it a little bit.
Hmm.
Each morning, I get up and I start the car. Every single morning I do this. I know I don't really need to do it right now. It was 7 degrees this morning, but I was still like, this is my morning routine. I get up, I start the car, so it's a little bit warmer when I get in it.
Yeah.
When I'm driving to work. Go, I brush my teeth, I get dressed, whatever. Started the car, went and got dressed, went and brushed my teeth, and then for 10 minutes, searched for my keys. I've gone, where the hell are my keys? I searched high and low until I looked out the window and saw the car was on, and I was like, ah, yeah,
That's where the keys are. So it's been a heavy weekend. Please forgive me if today's show is below par.
Okay. All I took from everything you said, I'm still stuck on the fact that I didn't get a call.
I'm so sorry.
I would have loved now FaceTime on Saturday night when I was curled up in bed. I would have loved the chats. But it's fine, Dave.
Sorry, my bad.
Callum and I know where we stand with you. We're not on the list on a giddy night. That's fine. Here's Billy Gillies at Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
A headline that has sparked backlash everywhere all across the weekend. It's from Tesco in the UK. They are now apparently charging shoppers 10p if they buy an item of clothing and they want to keep the hanger.
The funniest thing about that whole thing is 10p. Like, it's so funny that English people have p.
I know, isn't it?
It's so weird.
It's so strange.
But sorry, to go back to your actual point.
Yeah,
that's annoying. That sucks. Like, I love getting a free hanger. I love when I'm going shopping and I'm like, will you actually put the hangers in the bag? Do you know who's great for that? River Island are great for that. There's a lot of other shops that are just like, no, we can't give out the hanger. Like, as if it's a cherished good.
Zara wouldn't give you the hanger. But Pennies are often like, do you want to keep the hangers?
Yeah.
They're very good for that normally, unless that's changed. Because I noticed Pennies have also brought in the 15 cent for the little paper bag as well.
Oh, like, really?
At the moment, charging for the 15 cent for the paper bag. Yeah.
There you go.
Someone saying, never in my life, this is an angry shopper now who wanted the hangers for free in Tesco. Never in my life have I heard so much rubbish. Tesco don't only charge for plastic bags, but now for hangers. What is the world today?
The plastic bags thing, I kind of understand, to be fair.
Plastic 100% to get with the times, lads. However, this lady's saying, I didn't even want the hanger. It was just a bit of a shock. Listen, they're saying that it's a good idea because they're getting to reuse their hangers. It's better for the environment. Bladdy, bladdy, blah. Once someone says it costs you 10p to keep that hanger, they say, no, you're grand.
Yeah.
Despite them probably spending 120 euro in the shop.
Yeah, you know, that kind of 100%. Way.
Anyway, what it got me thinking about is the stuff that right now we have the luck and the honour of experiencing for free that I reckon in time we will probably be charged for with the way that the world is going, okay?
Yeah, and you know what? Before you even start, can we just ask anyone from the government listening, will you turn off, please, for the next minute? Because we're just about to give you a bunch of ideas for what to charge us for.
Yeah, please.
Just turn off, please, I'm begging you.
Number one on the list, paper straws.
Paper straws.
They're absolutely rubbish and you should be paying us to use them because of the bits that get stuck between my teeth. However, yeah. I do think they will start charging.
I think it could be like even like, what if they charge you for a metal straw? Like at the start of a night, here's a metal straw, you pay for a euro for it and you can give it back or something like
That's
that.
That's a really good idea.
That'd be actually all right. But I was thinking the fast lane on the motorway. Do you know what I mean?
That is so fair.
Because you're using probably more
Emissions
and yeah. stuff like that. And I thought, if they can manage to charge for this, oh yeah. boy, will they.
Yeah, if the like, if technology can know that your car moved out of the right lane five times, you're charged for five times
exactly.
in the fast lane journey.
Right.
I think this, right, browsing for more than a certain amount of time in a shop.
Yeah.
If you've been in there for more than 20 minutes, it's like, all right, you've been here to get out of here. You're only in here, Maureen, to get out of the rain.
That's Fiver. Exactly what I was thinking yeah. as well. I was thinking for, do you know when you go to a bookshop and you read the book in the shop? It's not a library. Yeah. They're going to start charging for that somewhere.
Fair.
Do you know what I mean? To sit down to read, they'll have locks on the book or something.
I don't think you can really do that anyway, can you?
You're not supposed to.
Right.
I've read full books in essence.
Leaving the shop without buying something. I think that always makes me feel like a fraud.
It makes me feel like I've robbed something.
Totally.
Do you know what I mean?
Fiver, I'm saying.
The water at Dublin Airport.
No, Dave, we've had this conversation so many times. The water at Dublin Airport is already charged for.
Oh, sorry, yeah, of course. Sorry, yeah. Of course. You're not, yeah.
I think there will be a fine or a fee for bringing the trolley out to the car park with your groceries.
Oh, wow. That's a good one, actually.
Because at the moment, that's free. But I don't
Is
think
it, though? Because you're paying a euro.
Oh, but you're getting it back.
Yeah, I suppose, but yeah, maybe not. You think it'll
if
be actually paying
it out to the
not
car,
a deposit?
Yeah, exactly.
Right, okay, that's interesting. I thought of, if there's a way they can police this, taking pictures at nice locations, because do you know when you go on a roller coaster and afterwards they show you your crappy photo?
Yeah.
And if you take your phone out to take a picture of it, they act as if, oh my God.
How dare you?
You're about to kill someone or something. It's like, oh my God, don't you dare take a photo.
They're almost looking for your picture on the screen to cover it with their hands.
Of yourself on a roller coaster. I'd say if you go to like the Eiffel Tower or something.
Or Venice, somewhere in Venice on a nice bridge.
There you go.
I hear you. That's actually really good. That's a very good call. Advice from hairdressers. You can't just be getting them for free.
A consultation.
Extra charge at the end, love. I have a few more. Sending more than five emojis a day, fire emojis a day on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Once you hit the limit of five, gives them a few bob to
That's
get more
good.
Fire
That's
emojis.
A good one. The Lewis.
Again, Dave. The Lewis isn't free, actually. It's hard.
Who's this? What? What are you talking about?
A dressing room charge in a shop. Charge and try on your clothes.
I'm surprised that isn't in already.
And then, when you're in the dressing room, if you're cheeky enough to say, because it's a staff member outside the sorry, pet, could you just, by any chance, check if that's out there in a size 10? Charge. Straight up.
Oh,
100%.
Yeah.
And finally, for receipts, the way we're using paper at the moment probably will come through. Do you want a receipt with that? Extra 10 cents.
That's very good.
Mm.
And I'd still take it over send them to my email address.
Yeah.
I'm so sick. Do you know when they're like, what's your email? So I'll send you the receipt. I don't need one. I'm fine.
Totally fair, honey.
It spins fully charged. Recharged.
Ariana Grande's Yes And on Spin. Good morning.
Not performing, but she's going to the Met Gala May 6th. First time she's going to go in 6 years, apparently. And I'm actually looking forward to see what she wears. Sleeping Beauty Fashion Awakes or something like that is the theme. And you know it's always the Met Gala, they always wear the most bizarre outfits ever.
Yeah.
So I guarantee you she won't be...
The Met sounds like a huge load of stress. The only way I would know anything about the preparation, and obviously they're like top tier in terms of organisation and like who to team up with and brands and stuff, are obviously the Kardashian sisters.
Yes.
And they'd often be invited, and there's always like drama on their show that they tell you, like, if one of them isn't invited to the Met, that's like a problem.
Oh, no.
You know? But the effort and the work and the ridiculous, like, unhealthy kind of weight loss beforehand trying to squeeze in. Wasn't that the time there was a backlash because Kim Kardashian wants to wear one of Marilyn Monroe's dresses?
Yes, I remember.
As in one she actually wore, and there was hoo-ha over that.
Oh my God.
Blah, blah. I don't think it's worth the stress.
No, definitely not.
I'd rather sit at home with the takeaway. 100%. Thank you, though. Teddy Swims and Lose Control on Spin. Morning.
It's good morning.
Emma, Dave and Aisling, and we want to give you lovely chances to win. Not just today, but all this week on the show, with thanks to Easy Living Interiors.
Yeah, their Easy Living Interiors home event and garden sale is on right now in their stores at Sandyford, Liffey Valley and Gulliver's Retail Park, with big savings on all collections, including sofas, dining, bedroom and garden accessories. Do you know what I want from Easy Living
Interiors? What do you want? Come on.
I want an egg chair.
Ah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Mm. I would love an egg chair. I don't know why I've always wanted one and never got one.
So my sister turned 32 years ago, and we were trying to think, what would she love, what would she love, what would she love, and she was always going on about the egg chairs as well.
Yeah.
My God, they're there now at Easy Living. They're part of the clearance sale. And my dad and I drove around the Munster looking for an egg chair 2 years ago. They're very hard to get your hands on. He has a van, and we were trekking around trying to find an egg chair for my sister. Now, we got one eventually.
They haven't made it to Munster yet.
It always takes a while, you know. No, at the time, obviously, they still are such a hype thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But God, the enjoyment we've gotten out of that egg chair ever since. They are fabulous. It's just so relaxing to lie there and need a little book. All you need is a little bit of sunshine.
Yeah.
Laughing.
Perfect.
I even snoozed in her egg chair once.
Did you?
I did have a little snooze. It was very enjoyable.
Must be a big
one. Also, obviously, thinking about, we are coming into that time of year. It's hard to believe with the rain out there this morning, but grand stretches and summer on the way.
Oh,
garden furniture.
Two sun loungers.
Yeah, yeah, get yourself sorted before.
Do the job.
I feel like every year they're always very hard to find. Once there's like, there's going to be some sun on Thursday. Whoa!
Where's the sun lounger?
There's no garden furniture. So look, every single day on the show this week, we have a €200 voucher to spend at Easy Living Interiors. And all you have to do is play the really easy quiz. We're talking the easiest quiz maybe on the radio ever. We put 20 seconds on the clock. All you have to do is answer five really easy questions in that time. But we're talking like 1 + 1 = 2. Well done, Dave.
Thank
well
you.
Done. You would have been 1 out of 5 there now, sorted, for your €200 voucher for Easy Living.
Happy days.
So
if you're saying 2, 1 + 1, 2, grand. Easy.
Simple as that.
Easy.
Message us now to play the really easy quiz. WhatsApp us the word quiz with your name and location, 087 711 103. That is the word quiz with your name and location. Drop that over to us on a WhatsApp, 087 711 1038.
You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
New Era's Birds in the Sky on Spin. It's 7:45. Good morning. And FYI, if you'd like to win yourself a €200 voucher to spend at Easy Living Interiors, make sure you're with us all this week.
Yeah, because their home event and garden sale is on right now in Easy Living Interiors and their stores in Sandyford, Liffey Valley and Gulliver's Retail Park, with big savings on all collections, including sofas, you got your dining stuff, you got bedroom stuff and garden accessories as well. It looks deadly.
I was just browsing their website. You know, the way people of our age now. I even have a brother who's 6 years younger than me, and it's even after hitting him this fever of, oh, I just wish I owned my own house and I could decorate it the way I want to. And I've just been stuck on the Easy Living Interiors Candelabra section. So that's where I'm at.
Candelabra?
Candelabra section.
What's Labra?
It's... or what's a candelabra, you mean?
Yeah, but I know what a candle is. I don't know what a labra is.
So a candelabra is kind of a stand, say in the middle, a centerpiece in the middle of a table.
Ah.
And it might hold like five candles. And then some people might put a flower arrangement in the middle or whatever.
Sorry, and there's a section for this.
Well, it's I'm overdoing it a little bit. I was getting lost looking at the candelabras I would purchase should I own my own home.
A great word, candelabra.
It's very fun to use, yeah. So look, as I mentioned, every single day on the show this week, we do have that voucher for you to win, and we're playing the really easy quiz. It's a really, really, really easy quiz, as will be demonstrated, I'm sure, by Maria, who's on to give it a go. How was your weekend, Maria? Oh, Maria's there. There she is. Maria, how was your weekend?
Good, yeah, grand.
What did you do?
Weekend, but yeah, good one.
Just a chilled one.
Did another really weekend, to be honest with you. I had a heavy weekend, the Easter weekend, so I took it easy.
Nice, very good. Are you feeling like a new woman today then, kicking off a new week?
I am, yeah. Yeah.
Fresh, oh, there's
yeah.
Something so fresh smug out. In your voice, Marie.
I felt so smug as well. I just cleaned my house all day on Sunday and I was like, I feel great.
God, you're amazing.
About myself, yeah, on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Listen, you're in need of a few bits from Easy Living Interiors, yes?
Absolutely, yeah. I've moved into a new house there 6 months ago, so... Still trying
perfect.
To get some bits together.
You're the perfect candidate, so Maria. What do you need? What are you looking for?
Probably like a TV unit or something like that. So I don't know, a couch. Yeah. A new couch maybe, yeah.
Cool.
Very nice.
Well, the Easy Living Interiors home event and garden sale is on right now, so you're in luck, and we're about to play the really easy quiz. Throw in 20 seconds on the clock. We need 5 right answers. That won't be a problem. So wishing you the best of luck. Okay. Are we good?
Thanks. Cheers, yeah.
How do you spell dog?
D-O-G.
How many legs does a spider have?
8.
In Disney, what type of animal is Mickey and Minnie?
Mouse.
What's the last month of the year?
December.
Florida, New York and Texas are all states in what country?
America.
Oh!
You still have like so many seconds on the clock. We're still 5.
That is unbelievable.
4, 3. I know. I wish I was on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and that was that good.
Yeah.
It was a really easy quiz. It is really easy. A €200 Easy Living voucher is on the way to you, Maria. Enjoy that.
Congratulations, Maria.
Amazing. Thanks, million.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye. More chances to win here on Fully Charged tomorrow morning at Spin. Taylor Swift now. This is Cruel Summer.
You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's Clean Bandit on the team up with Mabel and TikTok on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Do you know I saw Clean Bandit once in a car park in Waterford? It was a bizarre gig.
Was that the gig that was called Day Tripper?
That's exactly what it was. Day Tripper. Yeah, I used to live in Waterford for a couple of years and they played in a car park and it was supposed to be like this whole festival, which was really weird seeing Clean Bandit and then when you look down, car park and spaces.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the white lines of car parks. Very odd.
I saw David Gray at Day Tripper.
I'm actually so jealous of that.
And I also saw, what's the band that go like, my house... In the middle of a street.
Madness. Yeah.
I've seen Madness there as well. Clean Bandit is our band I'd love to see because you can be deceived when you hear a song on the radio from Clean Bandit thinking, oh, another dance act. Actually, yes, fair enough. But they all like play their instruments.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like a DJ.
No, it's a full-blown like orchestra almost.
Yeah.
You know I mean, just the three of them, I think.
Was it cool?
Really cool. Exactly. Really, really cool gig.
I'd love to see them. Stick around because after 8 o'clock, you know the deal. We have a trip to Corfu and we'd like you to win it. Aisling's back tomorrow from Vietnam.
Yes, please. We need
and
to go
today. And we've been saying we'd love just to spite her, get rid of it today before she gets back. Do you know your tunes? Do you want to take it on? Message us now. Golden 087-711-1038.
Wake up. This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Hello, it is Monday. It's the 8th of April. Emma, Dave and Aisling with you on Spin. 2 minutes gone 8 now.
Good morning. I have a little bit of a mask on today, you know, a mask of happiness and I'm fine and everything's grand and actually it's not really.
Jesus, like... We don't get through very long on the show without a whinge from Dave, do we?
No, I think you're actually going to understand why I have a whinge.
I'm only messing.
Tomorrow, I don't think I'm going to get any sleep tonight at all. I don't feel right about it. Tomorrow, for the very first time in my life,
yeah,
I am getting acupuncture.
Oh, Dave, that's exciting.
I don't like anything that has the word puncture in it.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's actually not a great name because it kind of implies that it's going to puncture you and nobody wants that.
It should be called like de-stress with needles.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That kind of a
bug. Or even leave the needles out. Yeah, we'll talk about the needles when we get there. But like, just, yeah.
I'm so nervous.
What are you getting it for?
Basically, just like my mom is sending me to her friend in Stony Batter and she's like, go and get this done. And probably the last while I've been sick a lot and stuff like that. So she's like, just want to make sure you're 100%. Get your acupuncture done. Get some stress out of your body and stuff like that. And I'm like, yeah, grand, let's do that. And then I kind of forgot the fact that it's needles in your face. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm quite nervous. Have you ever got it done?
I haven't, but I have had needles in my face. I've been open about the fact that I've had Botox before.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, fair.
It's like, for something like that, it's just a little pinchy.
Right.
Little pinchy, no biggie.
But it's going to be like 100 little pinchies.
Yeah, you're going to, like, I normally get about, I don't know, what's the average, 12 or 15 little pinchies?
Really?
You're going to be getting a lot.
Oh,
and
gosh.
What you notice as well, even after getting Botox, is like, they might be a little bleedy.
Yeah, I was wondering that myself. Bleedy. Am I going to start leaking when they take them out? Do you know what I mean?
Leaking from the face.
Like, I don't know what it's.
I've never had acupuncture. I'd love to do it. It's meant to be very relaxing.
I'm just worried it's going to be like sticking a load of needles in a balloon with water, and it just starts all pouring. You know what I mean?
pouring blood. I don't think if that was the case, people would recommend acupuncture so much. You know, you'll be absolutely grand.
But I'm hoping she just does it without telling me where she's putting it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't want you to be like, okay, and so I'm putting one in the back of the ear, and I'll be like, no, I don't need it there. Do you know what I mean? I don't.
The way it would go with the Botox is it's just like a little and pinch, and then they'd be like, what are you doing later? And pinch.
Oh, really?
Really? That's a good show. I enjoyed that on Netflix as well. Oh, and pinch. And then it's just all over.
So I'm wondering now, am I going to get a bit unlucky? Because I remember when I got the vaccine for COVID, I got a blunt needle. And she was like, you should do the lotto because that's really, really, like, that never happens. That's so rare. She's
brilliant.
Like, that's 1 in 100,000.
We're in the midst of a pandemic. Haven't seen my family in 4 months.
Great, cheers.
And you're telling me I should be happy about the blunt needle as I get
I'm buzzing about it. Thank you.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay, Emma, David, Aisling with you. It's just gone 8:05 now. We're going to play the golden ticket next.
Turn me on and let me do my thing.
Spins fully charged with now.
3, 2, 1. Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Emma David Aisling's golden ticket.
Here we go.
Yeah, let's do this. We would like to give away a lovely holiday. The rain is a pouring. I heard, you know, Alan O'Reilly from Carlo Weather was on the news yesterday saying, I know it's been like the wettest, whatever, March on record in years or whatever. And he was like, but I'm sad to say, and it did sound like it was breaking his heart to tell the reporter this, I don't think there's any respite coming in right now.
Great.
You know.
So, you need some sun.
A bit of sun would be lovely. And we have this prize to go. All but thanks to Sunway, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. On to give it a go this morning is Lauren. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. How was your weekend?
It was good. I'm back to work now. So
what do you do, Lauren?
I do like accounts, so it's very boring.
Crunching the numbers, a numbers gal.
And tell me this, it kind of sounds like you're in work, are you?
I'm actually in my car right now.
Okay, good.
Very good.
Grand. Bit of privacy, you know, when you're trying to win yourself a holiday. Yeah. It's nice. Yeah, no, I don't think I'd be able to do the golden ticket in public, lads.
No, definitely not.
I wouldn't. If I was standing in a shopping centre now, I'd be freaking out. Callum.
There was a time when, Dave, you were off sick and Emma, you were away, that me and Aisling played the golden ticket, just the two of us. And the player who we had was playing on a Dublin bus.
Yeah, I remember
and
that.
And you heard the stop announcement be like, next stop is Dame Street.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there would be no way that I'd be able to do the golden ticket on the
However,
bus.
However, I guess if I was on and I got the call on the bus, I wouldn't give a monkey's who was looking at me.
I'd jump off. I'd get off the bus.
No, I think I'd put it on loudspeaker and be like, right, everyone, you're helping me out with this one.
All right, Lauren, so you're on your own. You're good to go. Are you familiar with the game? Have you kind of heard how we're getting so close the last week or so?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So you think you can take this off as Lauren?
I'm going to manifest positive vibes right now, guys.
Good.
I'm not going to get too...
That is the most millennial thing I've ever heard on this show. I completely agree with you. Manifest it. Good vibes.
I think as well, because we want to give it away so bad, we're putting like this kind of extra... You think you're good now, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. And we're begging you. I really, really hope you win this, Lauren. This is Emma David Aisling's golden ticket. Guess the 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds and you win the ultimate break in Corfu. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to tell us one artist that's on the song. There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know the tune, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final tune. So if you want to swap the song, shout the word swap. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Lauren.
Yeah.
Happy days. Where are you from?
Rockhill.
Lauren from Rockhill. Same as Dermot Kennedy.
Yeah, do you know him?
No.
Aw, shame.
And maybe he'll know you. 25 seconds on the clock. Lauren from Rockhill, the best of luck. Song one, playing in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Used to be giants. When did we...
Dermot Kennedy
joins. Oh, look at that.
That's strange, isn't it? Wow.
A little hint there, guys.
Do you know what?
Yeah,
it actually wasn't. You said Radcool. We thought Dermo. He happened to be song one. It was just meant to be.
And then Callum
Lauren
gave me a very dirty look, and I was like, "Oh right, that's why he's giving me the finger."
I didn't really know why he was giving you the dirty look. To be honest. Okay, you did very well. It did take you a few seconds, though, Lauren. 20 seconds left on the clock. 4 songs to go, and a swap remains.
I wonder if this person is also from Radcool or
no,
not.
No, don't throw.
Let's go for song two. Lauren plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. I come and I go. Stop the clock.
Well done.
Very good. Houdini, Dua Lipa.
I love that we heard every little tiny millisecond of your stream of consciousness there.
Yeah.
The way to play the game. Okay, well done. We're down to 15 seconds now. That cost you another 5 seconds. Now, it's a perfect average.
It is perfect average.
Try speed it up to save yourself more time. You still have your swap. Yep. You're doing well, okay?
Right, let's go for song three, Lauren, and after it, we'll be over halfway there. Song three plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. We were good.
Miley Cyrus.
Stop the clock.
Very good. Nicely done. You got that again in just 3 seconds. Much, very well done. So we crack on and we have our swap remaining.
This is great. We do have only one chance to use that swap, unfortunately, all right?
Yeah.
So if you want to go use it, I definitely use it on this one. You have 12 seconds left on the clock and we're going to go for song four. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. Patience feels like I've been
waiting for a lifetime. Lovers.
Stop the clock. All right, Lauren, you're on to song five and you have 5 seconds left. And unfortunately, no swaps remaining. How are we feeling, Lauren?
Oh, God, I'm having a panic.
Are you shaking?
Listen, you have 5 seconds. Song five.
This is a trip to Corfu on the line. Song five on Emma, Dave and Aisling's Golden Ticket plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
A thief in the night came, took everything you gave.
Dermot Kennedy, all my friends.
Stop the clock. Yes, Lauren, you have just won a trip to Corfu, all with thanks to Sunway. Congratulations.
Oh, my God, I'm
going to
get
this. Oh, my God. Lauren, you did it.
Oh, my God, Lauren. We said we wanted this to go before Aisling Bonner came back, and we did it.
I'm going to hot from the appointment at 10. I'm so excited for it.
Lauren, you are going to Corfu. Who are you going to bring? Oh, I'm so buzzing for you. Wow.
Come here. You need a bit of sun. Do you, pet?
Yes. Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm actually not okay right now.
I'm so happy for you, darling. When are you thinking of going now? I know it's very overwhelming. You just won a trip to Corfu.
I can't breathe. I'm not going to work. I'm calling
this day, guys. Just to let you know, right? You've got your flights are included. 7 nights at the Royal Grand Hotel, a full week. You can just go relax and enjoy. And it's all with thanks to Sunway, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. Well done, Lauren.
Congratulations, Lauren. We are so buzzing for you. We have waited 4 months for this prize to go, and finally it did. Congratulations to you. Well done. A fantastic player.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
I think your lucky person right now is Dermot Kennedy, because it's...
Oh, my God, guys. I actually can't breathe right now. I think I need some medical
Rathcoon for the win.
Dead right. It was in your head. Lauren, listen, well done. Congratulations. All will be sorted for you. You just get to kick back, relax and enjoy in Corfu. Well done. Have the best time.
God. Thank you so much.
Buzzing for you, babe. Talk to you later.
See you, Lauren.
See you later. Bye.
Bye. Bye, 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 bye.
Oh, wow. We've been saying all week we wanted it to go.
I know.
Or last week we were saying we wanted to go before Aisling came back. And do you know what? Lauren had 1.04 seconds left on the clock. That was like speedy as hell. I loved it.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. A worthy winner. Congratulations to her. Buzzer.
Now, here is the thing for you listening. This means finally we can tell you about the next prize that we have lined up on the Golden Ticket. We'll reveal everything on tomorrow's show after 8. But all I can say is this is my personal dream. It's not one prize. It's not two prizes. It is 3 mammoth prizes in 1 Golden Ticket win.
Chips, rice, curry sauce.
Chips, rice and curry sauce on the golden ticket tomorrow. Join us from 8.
You just wait until you hear this prize. We'll tell you all about it after 8 o'clock tomorrow. Well done to Lauren.
Woo!
Here's
Lauren.
Ella Henderson and Alibi with Rudimental at Spin. You better run
and hide, baby. Spin's Fully Charged.
Recharged.
It's Doja Cat and Paint the Town Red on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. If you just missed it, the golden ticket was just won by a very deserving Lauren. You can catch it up on our podcast later on. Fully Charged, Recharged. She'll show you how to play the game properly.
Absolutely. Great player.
Now, here's another example of how I am openly telling you embarrassing things about my life on this show.
This is our life. That's the story of our life, is embarrassing stuff on this show.
Yeah. Okay. So I would like to tell you something that happened to me yesterday that honestly initially made me feel mortified and then brought me so much endless joy as I awaited replies. Okay.
Okay.
So I re-downloaded Bumble on Saturday, yes. Okay? And I hadn't used Bumble in ages. And if you are someone who uses dating apps and when you log back onto an app or you download an app again and start again, Jesus, you'd be absolutely in the throes of matches for the first 24 to 48 hours. It's just how it goes. My point is, I'm not saying this from a cocky way.
Yeah.
It's just it gives you a false sense of you're going to meet someone straight away because you're new on the app and maybe your profile shows up a little bit more or something.
Yeah, they boost you, don't they?
They seem to do that, yeah. So I downloaded it on Saturday and yesterday afternoon I was catching up with my phone and I had about 9 matches, okay?
Wow.
And the dynamics of Bumble, if you don't know, is that the girl has to message first, and then if the person that they've matched with doesn't reply within 24 hours, then it expires and it's gone and it's over.
Yeah, that's why I hate Bumble. I remember I matched this unreal girl before months and months and months ago, and I was like, message me. Message me. Just message me. And I was watching it because they have a little timer and the timer just goes down and down and down. But then it's like, you can extend this. And I was like, okay, better believe I'm extending it. And I extended, still no message. I was like, what was the point of that?
The extend costs you a few bob though, doesn't it?
I did, only you could do it once for free.
Okay. So then, for example, if the girl messaged you within 24 hours and say the guy replies, then again, there's so many opportunities for this match to not be able to proceed. So my point being, the effort that the girl, in my case, would make for the first message would have very little effort.
Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah.
You might not get a reply. Why would you waste your time trying to make a personal, your poor little thumb will have arthritis.
It's time to get a feeling as to why you're single. Why put in any effort at all?
But for that first message,
I get what you mean.
A hi, how are you will do the finest. So there I was yesterday, proud as punch at my 9 matches, about to get cracking, right?
9 matches. You've been on it since Saturday. I've been on the apps 2 weeks. I think I got 2 matches.
So the first guy I was replying to was a guy by the name of Joe.
Okay.
So I wrote, hey, Joe. How's your weekend going? Lovely.
Very nice.
I was half distracted chatting to my housemate. I copied that message.
Oh no.
And I forgot to change the first name of every individual man that I had matched with. So instead of what I would normally copy, hey, how's your weekend going? I copied and pasted, hey, Joe, how's your weekend going? To Aaron, Kevin, Finley, Carl, James, Dylan, Luke and Shane.
I'm already thinking about comebacks. I'm already trying to save you.
Oh, jeez.
And then they go, who's Joe? And you go, Joe Mama.
Yes. So, will I read you through the replies I received?
Begging you to please.
Which brought me ultimate joy and tears of laughter
yesterday.
This is
amazing.
I wrote to Aaron, hey Joe, how's your weekend going? Aaron replies 2 hours later with 17 question marks. I write to Kevin, hey Joe, how's your weekend going? Kevin says, great, thanks. That's a first, Jane.
Very good.
You have a beautiful smile, Jane. I bet your dentist loves you. Okay, so we know Kevin isn't that angry because he still threw in a little compliment,
yeah,
okay?
He's happy.
Finley, hey, Joe, how's your weekend going? Bad start, Emmett.
That's good. I like that. I like Finley.
Carl, hey, Joe, how's your weekend going? Hey, Gemma. Specsavers, question mark?
This is unbelievable.
James wasn't having it. Hey, Joe, how's your weekend going? I don't appreciate being called the wrong name.
Wow.
Unmatched.
James is zero crack.
Zero crack.
Also, I'm thinking, this is a really good opening message. Get their name wrong.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
It's honestly...
Yeah, I'm going to match the girl and be like, hey, Joe, how are you?
Dylan, hey Joe, how's your weekend going? reply, I've been called worse. I love Luke as well. Hey, Joe, how's your weekend going? Emily's on the prowl.
Lads are so funny.
And this is my favourite. Honestly, I might marry this man. Shane. Hey, Joe, how's your weekend going? Oh, no. Has he put my name in as Joe again? I've contacted them about this several times. They promised they'd do something. Hey, Eileen. Two wave emojis.
I love that. I love that. So what did Joe say?
I still haven't heard back from him.
For feck's sake.
I made a big faux pas over the weekend. Redownloaded Bumble. Had 9 matches. Couldn't believe my luck.
Look at you.
But instead of making any real effort in that first message, because it has a chance of expiring and all that. So lock in the chat first before making any real effort. I would normally just say, hi, how's your weekend going? And I was distracted by my housemate. And the first person I sent that message to was a guy called Joe. And I said, hey, Joe, how's your weekend going? Mm-hmm. And rather than changing the names or realising that it included the first name, I sent, hey, Joe, how's your weekend going, to guys called Dylan, Carl and Shane, okay? And the replies were amazing. I was just telling you about it at the show.
The replies, by the way, from all the Dylan, Carls and Shanes and whatever, but no response from Joe.
No, still
this is why. This is why I think it's actually probably the best opening line ever. Get their name wrong.
Well,
they're guaranteed
true,
to come back. They're going to be like, what the hell?
You could do that with girls if you want. Just remove the E.
Yeah, I need to get some matches first.
Craig says, I really hope one of Emma's Bumble matches is listening right now. Well, yeah, listen, at least you know it was an accident. Sorry, you know.
You should have called Joe Aaron.
That's actually a really good idea.
Delete the message, text him back. Hey, Aaron, how are you?
If Joe is listening this morning, you've caused quite the stir.
Spins, fully charged. Recharged.
A couple of months ago, I want to say, I brought something to the show where I'd lost my water bottle. I'd left it at Stephen's Green Lewis stop. I went back an hour later, it was gone. I don't know who took it, but someone took my water bottle.
I hope someone's enjoying it.
I hope they are. It was a News Talk branded one. So, also, I hope someone's not enjoying it. It's gross. But I basically brought it to the show where I was like, I don't have a water bottle now, so I need water bottles.
And you were quite specific because you said you love a water bottle that has like a drinky bit, as
yes.
in nothing that you have to physically twist and open.
Yeah, a straw kind of, yes. one of those kind yeah. of things. And I loved them. And basically, I got sent in a load of water bottles from different companies, which was great. Some people were like, oh, I have a water bottle in my company. Here it is. And they sent it to me. And that was amazing. So I'd like that to happen again. But this time, not about water bottles. I have one beside me. I'm fine for water bottles. However, there is something I really do enjoy, and that is a good pen.
Now, a couple of things. When you spoke, first of all, about the water bottle experience, you weren't doing it in a way of like send me your water bottles.
No, I was just talking about it.
It just happened by default. So when you realised the power you had to ask for favours, you could really go big here, but you're now talking about biros.
Biros, yeah. See, I don't really need anything else. I just need pens because the thing I've noticed about this place is people steal your bloody pen. Is it just a thing about working in an office? Because honestly, you put a pen down, within 4 seconds, it's gone. Mm. Someone has taken it. So I would love a kind of little collection of company pens from different companies. But I only want good pens. I don't want the little single... Like if you work in a bank, I don't want a little tiny blue pen with the weird... actual ink thing.
With the really long bit at the top.
Yeah, I don't want that. Do you know what I mean? I don't want a normal little clicky thing that's just pointless. Do you know what I mean?
What's wrong with a little clicky?
I don't mind a clicky thing. A clicky thing is absolutely fine, but if that's the only feature to your pen, like, honestly, get lost. Get out of here. I don't want it. Do you know what I mean? I've been hiding pens around this studio because I need one every morning and I keep forgetting to bring one in. So I go to, like, say, the back of the top of the door, the top of the clock in the studio, the top of the TV. There's pens hidden everywhere in this room, but they're all spin pens. No offense. The spin pens are crap.
In fairness, as pens go, I will say about the spin pens, you know the way when you were in school and you'd be writing loads of essays and stuff and you're a little handy to get tired? What are they called? The little kind of hand protectors
oh,
on
yeah,
some
yeah, the
pens.
Nice little cover. Like
you know
the
little cushiony things
the grips,
around the bottom?
The grips.
The grips. It's as simple as that. Spin pens have no grip
no,
and they'd be sore to write with sometimes.
They don't. Now, let me tell you about a rival radio station's pen that I'm currently holding, okay? This is a Today FM pen. Mm. And on it, they have not the clicky thing, but a twist for when...
I'll do one better for you. On this pen, they have a twist on the grip.
They do have a twist on the grip.
They provide a grip on their pen.
Not only is that the only feature, but it also has an upside down thing where you take off the lid and it's a highlighter.
Wow.
It's absolutely
stunning.
Stunning. And, you know, that's where the money is.
Yeah.
Today FM, apparently.
Well, they're a national station.
Yeah, that's
probably
absolutely
have,
fair.
Yeah, they're probably really wealthy.
But, however, I've been wanting to have a look at pens from across the city of Dublin. So maybe you were working in an office and you're like, do you know what? My company has some genuinely quite good branded pens. Or maybe you work in a shop and you're having a look around and you go, oh, that's a nice pen, David, like that. I would love you to message me right now. I have a good pen. If you could do that for me, that would be genuinely, I really appreciate it. Just, I have a good pen. I'm trying to make this a thing. Emma and Callum don't really get it, but don't worry. I think this could be a thing where we start reviewing pens on the show.
Wow.
Text me 087 711 1038 on WhatsApp. I have a good pen and I will believe you, but I also want to chat to you a little bit about it to see if it's worthy of my time and then I will review it. And that's also free advertising for your company. So there you go.
Wow. Okay. Exciting. Yeah, yeah.
No one getting this, no?
No, I get it. I have a good pen in a WhatsApp. Get in touch, 087 711 1038. A pen review coming up, I presume, on the show at some point soon.
I would like to set some rules for this thing because it seems like people aren't playing the game correctly. Here are a bunch of pens that I don't want.
Dave.
I love pens, but they need something. They need to have a little bit of pizzazz.
Right, okay.
Okay? Fair. Do not send me a picture of a pen with a cap on it. I am only going to lose the cap. Do not send me a picture with a pen with a cap on it. Pointless. Hate them. Don't like them. However, having said that, I do like the ones that when you blow in the cap, it makes a whistle sound.
That's fun.
They're very fun.
I do like a cap on a pen if you carry pens around in your handbag.
Yeah, fair enough. We see.
Cap is handy.
That's why I want a click. Do you know what I mean? I want
right,
a click.
Okay.
That's what I want.
You're really narrowing down. Like, a lot of people are going to have to rule themselves out. It's like a game of who's who.
Very true.
And they're like, I have a cap, sugar, I'm out.
Do not send me Bic.
All right.
Just don't. They're my least favourite. Least favourite. Do you know, they're just the clear ones. They also have a cap on them. Pointless. Hate them. Colour pens. I don't want a purple pen. I've no use for a purple pen.
I've no use
for a yellow pen. No use for, you know what I mean, whatever. I just need a standard black or blue. Do not send me a red pen.
I used to have so many different coloured pens when I was doing my leave insert because all my notes were just, I had to make it look kind of fun.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so grim. Yeah.
That's fine for like leave insert notes and stuff. This
but not
is just,
as a 28-year-old grown man.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm taking this seriously. Ink pens. You know those pens that like go down, you can see the level of ink going down?
They can sometimes be refillable, I believe.
I'd imagine so, but they also look pretty expensive.
Yeah.
Don't send me them. A, I don't like them. As soon as you put your pen down on the paper, it'll mark the back of the paper. It'll mark the next page. I don't need that
no
in my
good.
Life. Do you know what I mean? No good. And Kevin has sent me a picture of a pencil. Kevin, if you're not going to take this seriously, then you shouldn't be playing, okay? Your pen that you send me needs to have a feature. It needs to have a grip. It needs to have a fun click element. It needs to be good bouncing. Do you know when you click a pen and the clicker is at the bottom of the pen?
Yeah.
And you click it up and it jumps up in the air? Love that. That needs to be on the pen.
That's fun.
Maybe a little info leaflet about your company that you can scroll out of the pen and then it flies back in as soon as you let go of it. That's the kind of vibe. I want a feature.
Yeah, well, the feature on a pen that just came in, I wonder, is this any good to you? The back of it on the arse of the pen, say, where on the pen you have as a highlighter,
yeah,
is a little, you know those real soft things to touch, that's for touching a touch screen.
A stylus.
So if you're using your iPad or whatever, you
now
can use the back of the pen.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah?
That is what I'm talking about. A feature. A nice feature. The rest of them, don't need them.
Okay.
Don't send them to me. If your company has spent good money on your pens, then send them to me.
Okay,
I have a good pen.
I have a good pen is all we need in a WhatsApp this morning, and Dave might get to your pen and review it as the week goes
on. And it's free advertising for your business too.
I have a good pen. 087 711 1038 on WhatsApp. This show, man, you just don't know what's going to happen.
We take things very seriously.
Very exciting.
Yo, it's the way that I wake up day to day.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Wake up. Emma, Dave and
Aisling. We got the morning routine.
It's Monday. It's the 8th of April. You're with Emma, David, Aisling here on Spin. Hope you're well.
Good morning. What's happening? Welcome to a brand new week.
I had a really wholesome night on Friday. I went to visit my friend in Athlone and my friend is mother to twin toddlers.
Oh, no way. Okay, cool.
And you know the way you always see it in movies when there's like the shock of, it's twins?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
people
yeah.
are like, how are we going to cope? Oh my God. What a laugh. It is so much fun. It is literally a toddler having the crack by two.
I've always wanted a twin. I always thought it'd be really, really fun. Like, yeah. Especially if they were as good crack as I am.
Honestly.
We would have the best time just messing around.
The chaos was so exciting. So they were just about to go to bed, being put up to bed. And they were amazing. They weren't making strange at me at all, even though I haven't seen them in about 5 months. And they were like, Emma, do the roar. And I was like, what? What does that mean? So they have like an island in their kitchen. And do the roar means you literally just go, and they go running around the island.
Stop.
And then you try and catch them. So you go against it and go, roar.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
then they go, go flying around the other way. This was like free entertainment for them. It went on for about 40 minutes. What a laugh, lads.
Honestly, good crack. Good crack. I love that. And honestly, can you imagine that thing of, oh yeah, it's, I can see actually two heartbeats, and you're like, oh god, is that mine and the baby's?
Yeah,
it's like,
no,
there's two babies. Oh, you'd be freaked.
But so excited.
I told you about my cousin who has quads.
Yeah.
And they listen every single morning. Good morning, Sive, Max, Alana and Charlie, how are you? Best crack in that house as well.
Sorry, quads.
Yeah,
mad. Incredible. What age are they now?
I think they must be about 10 or something, I'm not sure.
Wow.
Yeah, I haven't seen them in a while.
Imagine having three twins. Yeah. That makes no sense. You know what I'm trying to
say? I get what you mean.
Like, unbelievable crack.
I saw a little bit of an article this morning and I was like, well, this is right up my street. This is the time and the place to call out bosses.
Oh, right. Okay. Wouldn't be like it.
This is happening. We're going to call them out. Apparently, there is a three-word phrase that if your boss uses, then look out because you might be in a toxic work environment.
Ooh.
Okay? You might hear it in an interview, maybe when you're calling in sick or just sitting at your desk. Never to benefit you, it's to benefit the boss. If our boss is listening, of course I don't mean you. Never would mean you. But you listening, I'm talking about your boss. You know what I mean? And I knew what the phrase was going to be even before I read the article.
I think I have an idea.
The phrase that your boss, if he uses or she uses, it's not good. We're a family.
Yeah.
Oh God, honestly, run. Gross, get out.
We're a family is never really a great vibe, is it?
It isn't at all. If you're a boss, stop saying we're a family. We're not. I am here for money. If you stop paying me, I will no longer show up.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? And
mm-hmm.
I think that's fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
We're not a family. I show up to my family and I don't get paid. I wish I did, but I didn't. And I still show up.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, do all bosses go to the same course when they become a manager that says, call your employees your family, you'll get the most out of them?
Well, I think what it does as well, I think if you start calling, you know, it the company a family, like if your mom rang it tonight on the M50, David, I'm about to break down, you're there in a shop
100%.
To go and help her.
Yeah.
But like if your colleague who you met twice in the canteen brings you with a breakdown.
I'd be like, how do you have my number?
So my point is you do stuff for family that you don't necessarily do for people that you barely know in a workplace.
100%. It's almost as like, if the workplace isn't your family.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But it got me thinking about other things that bosses do that need to stop. Of course, I'm not talking about my own boss. I would never do that.
Dave's terrified of getting fired every time he comes on the air.
Actually, speaking of one, that is one actually. When your boss needs to chat to you on your own, the boss says, do you have a second? Should always be followed with, you're not in trouble, by the way. Because
As
soon as you go, do you have a second or do you have a minute? My anxiety goes skyrocketing.
I'll be clearing my desk in 5 minutes.
Exactly. Pizza to solve all problems. Nope.
These are things that now you're saying are...
These are things that need to stop in the workplace.
Okay,
that bosses do. They bring in, you know, these pizza parties and it's like, well done, guys, you've all been working so hard. Here's a load of pizza.
Hello, pay increase. I've been here for 17 years.
We want wage increases, please. We want more wages. We don't want pepperoni.
Yeah, exactly. Keep your fancy pizza. Keep it in the pot.
I don't care how many garlic dips you got.
No.
Don't care.
Yeah.
Just give me a raise. Forced fun. This is where the boss takes out the whole team. Not during work hours, but like on a weekend or something. So we can all bond. No. Bin it. Disgusting. Am I getting paid? No, I will not be there.
Well, you did show up to the last Forced Fun somewhat against your will.
On a Saturday.
That was on a Saturday and it was an escape room.
Yeah, I don't want to go play Quasar with, you know what I mean, people from accounts. I don't, you know what I mean? I just don't. I'm sorry, I don't. Another thing, 30-minute meetings, that could have been a 5-sentence email.
Yeah, fair.
There's more meetings than oxygen in this place. They're constant. They need to stop. They could be emails.
Yeah,
Hey guys, work on this and Grant, see you later.
Yeah,
perfect.
Yeah, Grant. Yeah.
Work WhatsApp group chats. mute them. Mute them, throw the phone away, delete. Oh my God.
Ours has been out the door lately.
Ours has been non-stop and it's poll after poll of who wants pizza and what time do you want the pizza at and what should we get on the pizza and I can't be dealing with
it. I love how that was just completely taken over by people taking the mick over the fact that there were so many polls for pizza in the group. It was like, there was a poll saying, do we like polls?
Yeah, and do you remember the poll I put in?
What was it again? I don't have it exactly.
Shall we leave the group chat?
Yes.
Yes, and then the other option was yes times two.
Yeah.
There we go. So there's the things I'm sick of in the workplace.
So the concise list is calling the company a family.
A family, yeah. Stop giving people pizza parties. We want raises.
Yeah.
Stop making us do forced fun outside of work hours unless we're getting paid for it. 30-minute meetings, that could be an email, by the way. Work WhatsApp group chats, and for the love of God, when you say, do you have a minute? Follow it up with, you're not in trouble, by the way.
Yeah. That's
even if you are in trouble, just say you're not in trouble, because then for the walk from my desk to the meeting room, I'm going to be freaking out.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I don't want that.
I'd rather not have a panic attack.
We're a family, after all. You can't be making me feel anxious.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
I mentioned several times in the show I had a fairly wholesome weekend, and so my main entertainment from the weekend, rather than being out and about and stuff, was a video that was sent to me six times different people, and the conversations that ensued with friends on WhatsApp on the back of all the questions we had on the back of this video. The video we're talking about is from the account Mamacita.
Oh, yes.
Yes, and over the weekend, she was popping in to Super Value in Tala to do the deli run in the morning time. And she was shocked and appalled to learn that the system at the deli has changed completely.
Yeah.
Rather than the usual, you order what you want at the deli.
And you bring it.
They put a stamp on it with a barcode. You bring it over. You might pick up a drink or maybe a packet of crisps, and you pay for the lot at the till.
Yes.
Instead, dramatic changes had happened. Now, you know, like a shoot where in a bank or...
Yeah, do you know what, the way I was looking at it, do you remember in the movie Elf when he starts working in the post where he's, and he shoves the stuff up the chute?
Yeah.
Do you mean that's the kind of vibe with the suction? It goes all the way up the chute and it goes somewhere else.
Yeah.
That's the kind of vibe. It's like a hamster, like a little tunnel.
Totally.
Do you know what I mean?
That's exactly what it looks like. There's a big one of them at the deli. So you go over and you order whatever you want. Chicken fillet roll, please. And they give you a little ticket. Meanwhile, they make your chicken fillet roll. Off it goes, chung, up the chute, lands at the till. It's bizarre.
So weird.
The reasoning for it is, I think, absolutely bizarre. Anyway, here's a little vibe from that TikTok video that brought me endless joy over the weekend.
So I headed to Super Value to do the daily run. She handed me this ticket and I thought I won a prize, but no, America, think again, because the male joy vibes here today are unmatched. She took me field, she locked it up, she popped it into a test tube and she flung it into the air. Shout out to the daily man.
Test tube. Oh, I'm obsessed with her.
And I love the Mount Joy vibes in here today are unmatched. Jess is standing by. We had to talk to you this morning. You don't mind calling us Jess, do you?
No, you can call me Mama Citi, you can call me Jess, or as everyone else calls me, you can call me Margaret.
Margaret. Okay. Why Margaret?
Do you know what? I'm not too sure on the Margaret. Me and my friends always just call each other Margaret, and it's just a name that stuck. So if my mom at home calls me, she's like, Margaret. Or if my brother comes into me, he's like, Margaret. And even the customers now where I work, they all address me as Margaret. And a lot of people online actually think my name is actually Margaret. It's so funny. This is one of those things that stick with you. It's weird.
I love
it's
that like a so nickname. Much. Come here. You had quite the experience. They got a lot of attention on TikTok over the weekend. What's going on in Tala?
Oh, the chaos is here and it's here to stay. A few days ago, I was over at the deli with my little brother and he was cute enough to get a sandwich, and I went looking around the shop, I went browsing. I came back to him and I was like, give me your sandwich, I'll get you your sandwich and I'll spoil you.
You know, very good.
And all that. And then I looked down in his hands and then the sandwich wasn't there and I was like, where's your sandwich? Because I was like, I know I've seen you queue up for it. But he was like, oh, no, I have to go and collect it at the till.
Stop.
And I was like, what? And then he was like, yeah, she gave me a raffle ticket and I have to go and collect it at the till. So I didn't really think anything of it. And we went, paid for the sandwich, gave the raffle ticket. And I was actually back there a few days later myself and I had to get chicken chunks. So like I approached the deli counter, right? And I was like, hi, can I get some chicken chunks, please? And she was like, yeah, no problem. She gave me a raffle ticket because I actually forgot, because it was a few days before we met with us all. Went completely over my head.
Yeah.
So she gave me the raffle ticket and she was handing it to me and I was like, what's this? Oh, lucky day. I'm in spoiled. What did I win? And she was like, and I'm screaming, right, because the deli was so full. And so actually on the bottom of like where it is, it was full of raffle tickets. So she gave me the raffle ticket and she was like, oh, it's going to go in here and it's going to go up to the tail through the shoe. And then I was standing there and I was like, what? I was like, no, hold on, I have to get this on video. I was like, this is so chaotic. It was a bit of me, to be honest with you. It was that chaotic.
You're hilarious, darling, in how you speak as well. You said, the Mountjoy vibes here today are unmatched.
Yeah. It's like locking it away. It's so bizarre. Does this shop have an issue with people robbing from the deli or something?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm not sure on that. Tala was getting a really, really bad name for herself in the comment section. A lot of people were coming for Tala, and to be honest with you, I'm a Tala girl myself, and I'm very proud to be from Tala because it is an amazing place. It's such a great community as well.
I love your square.
And I think, yeah, the Square Town Centre Tala is all there at the Tala Square. No, but you know what?
We'll get you on the ad for that.
I was actually screaming at the comment section because so many people were like really going for gold with the comments, and they were all talking about everyone policing the deli and knocking from the deli, and I was weak. And but you know what, it could be the case of like it's like they are getting policed, and that's so wrong. Yeah. If people are literally going in and taking it, and
I think the real concern here is about, imagine the mess when the breakfast roll explodes inside. Yeah.
If they don't wrap it correctly.
Yeah.
I was thinking, I wonder will these chicken chunks be reduced if they get damaged in convoy going through the ring of Kerry,
I love it.
It's a novel.
Jess.
But I just want to say this. I know you have to go, but Tala is a great place.
We love it.
We know Tala very well. Yeah, yeah. I was reared in Tala.
California is the only place to be. So I have to say, thanks so much for getting me on. The blood pressure is through the roof.
You're grand.
I let you go, and I know you have
Jess,
to go. Thanks for
we're
chatting.
Mad about you. Jess/Margaret/Mamacita. Keep bringing more great TikTok
Maggie.
Videos.
Call you Maggie. See you later, Jess.
Thanks so much.
Bye.
Guys. See you later.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
And all this week on Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling, we're helping you to get to know your nuts.
Yeah, testicular cancer is the number one cancer in guys, but highly curable when caught early. So the best thing you can do is give them a feel every month. And if something doesn't feel right, visit a doctor. Every nut is unique. So get to know yours. And for more info, you can check nutsandbolts.movember.com.
So every day this week on the show, right, Dave is going to be getting his balls out with this in mind. I know, it's hard to believe, but Dave is honestly getting his balls out on the show this morning.
There's the ball bag.
This is just things we do for this show. And in it for you is a €200 one for all voucher. For Dave getting his balls out, you could win a €200 one for all voucher.
Callum is laughing over there, and I'm like, why is he laughing for? Yeah, I don't understand.
Dave's already down to his jocks now. He's ready.
The worst thing is that this was completely my idea, and I'm just chucking it away. I'm a genius sometimes.
I have a bag, and in it is a ball, and each day is going to be filled with a different sports ball. Yeah, of course. Well, usually you'd have two in there. But this one is actually just a spin bag, and inside is a sports ball, and every single day this week is going to be a different ball. Emma, you have to kind of describe what you're feeling. So you're going to be blindfolded and I'm going to hand you this ball, right?
Cool.
So if you put your blindfold on now, that'll be absolutely amazing while I just reach into my ball bag and get out my ball. Okay, so for the first ball,
I can't believe I'm feeling Dave's ball.
This
what
first ball of this
is
week
like?
Is actually in a plastic bag, so it's brand new.
Yeah.
And now I can tell you that it says crane on it. That's
there's a
bounce.
Fine bounce in that
there's
ball
a fine
there,
bounce. Have a listen to this bounce.
Oh, that's a fine bounce you have in that ball.
And
there,
I could even bounce it on the floor. It's actually not a bad bounce. You might find a lot of these at Croke Park, Emma.
Right.
I don't know if you know where Croke Park is, but...
Oh, excuse me.
So I'm going to hand you over this ball.
Yeah.
I want you to describe what you can feel.
Okay, I have Dave's ball in my hand, girls. And guys, I have Dave's ball in hand. Again, you're trying
very
to guess...
Very jealous people out there
you're
today.
You're trying to guess what ball this is. 0877111103 for your chance to win. What I can tell you about this ball is it's very hard.
It is.
It is compact enough, as in if I can more or less close my fingers and thumb more or less around it with a tiny little gap. It has a ridge, and if I was to follow the ridge around, it does go the whole way around the ball. Which is, and kind of backs around the other side. It is kind of leathery in feel. It's not hairy. It's
I think the
soft.
Hardest thing that people
it's
will have to
squidgy.
Do to guess what this ball is spell it.
I've seen some answers coming in, and there's some fantastic renditions of what this ball actually is.
I would also say if I got a shot in the face of this Dave's ball, it would be very sore.
Oh, very, very sore.
You wouldn't want that. I'd say I'd want a helmet around this ball, would I?
I think you absolutely would, Emma.
Okay, I'm going to hand it back to you.
Thank you.
Again, because I actually don't want to know, but I obviously think I'm fairly on the money.
What do you think that ball is in my ball bag today? This is a weird show, isn't it?
It is funny, yeah.
087 4100. No, that's the opposite. That's the different radio station.
Yeah, Grant.
087 711 1038.
What type of ball is Dave's ball today? Get in touch.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
And all this week on the show, we're helping you to get to know your nuts. Testicular cancer is the number one cancer in guys. It is highly curable when it's caught early. The best thing to do is give them a feel every month. And if something doesn't feel right, go to a doctor.
Yes.
Every nut's unique, Dave.
It really is. It's like a fingerprint.
Really?
I don't know.
Is that true?
I actually have no idea.
Well, they're saying it is. So get to know yours. Do you know yours well?
I know mine fairly well. And I'm trying to think, are they different to any other nuts I've seen? Yeah, I'd say they are. They're unique to me.
That's
they're special.
Nice. I'm happy.
Basically, I took out my ball bag about 10 minutes ago. And Emma had to describe what the ball was like that was in the ball bag.
Dave's ball, basically.
Yeah. It was a heavy ball.
It was a heavy ball.
And you had to guess what the ball is, what we were describing.
Yeah. Context. It was a bag of balls. Connor, how are you?
Not too bad. How are you?
Grand. So what did you think of me feeling Dave's ball this morning? Did I do a good job?
You did.
Described
it very well.
Did I? It's important, of course. Yeah. Obviously, we're helping you to get to know your nuts with Movember this week on the show. What I said about this particular ball of Dave's was it was pretty hard, felt kind of leathery, wouldn't like a smack in the face from it.
And there was a ridge around it.
Bit of a ridge around it as well.
And the bounce sounds like that.
Yeah.
It's a heavy ball.
Oh my God, I didn't realise it was that colour. That's a cool one. I thought they're normally just white, aren't they?
What do you think it is, Connor?
A slither.
And you'd find them in Croke Park, to be fair.
You would.
You're absolutely correct, Connor. Congratulations. €200, one for all voucher is all yours just for guessing Dave's balls.
Thanks very much.
Listen,
thank you.
Fair play. And do an extra favour as well. Get on to the lads and remind them to check their balls, won't you?
I will indeed. Oh, I will. Man. Thanks very much.
Good lad.
Have a great day.
See you later, man. You too.
See you.
Bye-bye. More information over at nutsandbolts.movember.com.
I was saying that the worst thing about guessing the ball was going to be spelling the word slither.
Yes.
I got some great, great spellings in. Sleotier.
Sleotier.
Slitter, which is S-L-I-T-T-E-R.
Like, I'm obsessed. Phonetics all the way, lads.
And then my favourite one, hurling ball.
Perfection.
Spot on.
And argue with that. Right, I've had enough now of feeling Dave's ball. Aisling's back tomorrow on the show. She can have a feel then.
Anna May said, my ma calls it a Quidditch ball. Fair enough.
That's very funny. You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I went shopping yesterday deliberately and only bought myself, food shopping, stuff for salads. I'm really just trying to be good. Summer's okay. Coming and everything. So I'd like you to give me your disgusted reactions to the salad options that I have, okay? And we'll know which one you'd hate the most. Chopped salad with chickpeas, olives and feta.
Stop. I feel like you're buying these things just to bring to the show to make me go... Ugh.
These are recipes I'm looking at that I'm going to make today. Chopped chicken and sweet potato salad.
That's all right apart from the sweet potato and the salad bit. Just have the chicken.
Creamy cucumber, radish and tomato chopped salad.
No, nothing should ever be described as creamy. Awful.
Okay, and you hate tomatoes, don't you?
Awful food.
Green goddess salad.
I like the name of it. I probably hate the ingredients.
Shredded chicken and avocado nacho salad.
Yeah, I like the nachos bit.
Cool.
That sounds good.
Baby kale breakfast salad with quinoa and strawberries?
Quinoa. How do I know it and you don't?
Oh, no.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.